the CPK Libraries podcast, five books that mapped your life. My name's Elaine Blair and I'll be your podcast host. Good morning, I'm here with Louise who works on the lending floor at the Akiba Library and she's going to discuss with me five books that have mapped her life. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Elaine.
Hello, will we start at book number one?
Yes, I have chosen The Midnight Folk by John Masefield. Though he's better known for The Box of Delights, I think both of these books are the most beautiful and magical children's books of all time.
What is the story about?
Little Kay Harker has to deal with some wizards and witches with the help of some very unusual friends. And you can tell it was written by a poet who had a deep love of nature and a fantastic imagination.
And why would you say it's the book that mapped your life?
I can't remember the first time I've read it, because it was so long ago and I have reread it I don't know how many times since.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So moving on from your childhood, where do we go next in the five books that map your life?
I have chosen Mansfield Park by Jane Austen.
Rather.
A lot of people really loathe the heroine, Fanny, but it's like a reversal of Pride and Prejudice in that the lively, fun characters are actually the baddies.
Which is good.
It is. It really is the opposite of that. And it also actually alludes to real world events.
Could you expand on that, please?
Slavery, mm-hmm. Warfare. I mean, Jane Austen never touched on reality anywhere else. So that's quite interesting.
Reality books.
Mm-hmm. Well, comparatively speaking. And it's actually about the triumph of the underdog, which I quite enjoy.
Which is good.
Yeah.
So is this a book that you read in your 20s or earlier?
Late teens. And I've reread it again and again as well.
So it's one of your on the bookcase books?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from there?
By way of contrast, it collected ghost stories by M.R. James.
Ghost stories?
Yeah.
I didn't see you as a ghost story girl.
Oh, you'll be amazed what's coming up soon then. No, I don't think anyone has bettered M.R. James's classic ghost stories. They are just the best.
Okay, what makes them the best?
As well as his imagination and setting of scene and spookiness, he's got a very sly sense of humour, which is sprinkled throughout the stories. And they're just perfect for a dark and stormy night's entertainment.
So really, I start reading them right now, with Halloween coming up.
Oh, I would, and I'll see you right through the winter.
In front of your fire, cozied up, cup of tea, mm-hmm, ghost story. Mm-hmm,
absolutely.
Excellent.
You and your hot water bottle will love it.
Excellent. Okay. So, from ghost stories.
Master and Margarita by Mikhail Bulgakov.
Okay.
Okay. A cult classic, which basically means you either love it or hate it.
And how did you find out about this book?
I had heard of it. And I just decided I would give it a try. And it's really, really hard to get into because it's quite surreal. It's very complicated and riotous. But basically, Satan visits Stalinist Russia and causes havoc.
There's not a lot I can say about that, is there? Really? I have no comeback to the devil comes to
Stalinist Russia. No, it's completely insane. It's also satirical.
Okay.
But you can just enjoy it as a brilliant story. And allegedly, it inspired the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil.
Now, that I do like.
Yes.
So I might have to try this book out.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Give it a go.
Okay. We've come to the end. Book number five.
The Shadow Over Innsmouth by H.P. Lovecraft. Have you heard of him?
No.
Okay. Stephen King described him as the 20th century's greatest practitioner of the classic horror tale.
There's a bit of a theme going on with you here with horrors and ghost stories.
Yep. No, Lovecraft is all about cosmic horrors lurking just below the surface of ordinary life.
Do we have a hero or a heroine or a...
There's lots of different protagonists. He actually did, as well as novels, a lot of short stories, which I really like.
Okay.
So I enjoy that. I mean, it was a very complicated and bigoted person. There's no getting away from that.
Okay. But?
And they're overwritten, but he had a great writing style and his influence on weird and horror fiction still resonates.
Okay, so to recap, what are the five books that mapped your life?
Okay, The Midnight Folk by John Masefield, Mansfield Park by Jane Austen, Collected Ghost Stories by M.R. James, The Master and Margarita by Mikhail Bulgakov, and The Shadow Over Innsmouth by H.P. Lovecraft.
Fantastic. So thank you very much for coming in and telling me all about the books that map your life. Thank you very much. much. Thanks for having
me. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with another podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. And if you're able to support Culture Birth and Kinross in any way, please consider donating to our Bookkeepers campaign. A link to this campaign can be found on our website and in the show notes. Thanks again.